Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mayo Clinic on Alzheimer's Disease and Other Dementias. Revised and updated, A Guide for People with Dementia and Those Who Care for Them is a medical self-help and caregiving reference written by Mayo Clinic experts for abroad. Audience: the book focuses on Alzheimer's disease and related dementias, explaining what happens in the brain, how these conditions differ from normal aging, and why diagnosis and care can be challenging. It is designed for people living with dementia, family members, and caregivers who need dependable guidance in plain language. The revised and updated edition reflects current understanding of dementia types, disease stages, risk factors, and emerging diagnostic and treatment approaches. Rather than presenting dementia as a single condition, the book treats it as a group of disorders with different causes, symptoms, and care needs. Its purpose is both practical and educational to help readers understand the illness, plan for the future, manage day-to-day problems, and make informed decisions with greater confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book explains Alzheimer's disease as brain change rather than ordinary aging. A central strength of the book is its explanation of what happens in the brain when Alzheimer's disease develops and how that differs from normal age-related forgetfulness. This distinction matters because many readers first approach dementia through vague concerns about memory loss. But the book frames the condition as a neurological disorder with specific patterns of decline. By separating disease from normal aging, it helps readers understand why symptoms such as confusion, impaired judgment, and progressive memory problems require medical attention rather than simple reassurance. The value of this approach is practical as well as conceptual. Once readers understand that dementia is tied to brain pathology, they are better prepared to interpret diagnostic testing, follow medical discussions, and recognize why symptoms tend to worsen over time. The book's explanation also reduces the common tendency to dismiss early signs, which can delay care and planning. In this way, the book builds a foundation for all later discussions of treatment, safety, and caregiving. Secondly, a comparative guide to major dementia types and their different patterns, the book does not treat dementia as one uniform illness. Instead, it compares Alzheimer's disease with other major forms such as Lewy body dementia, frontotemporal degeneration, and vascular cognitive impairment. This is important because each condition can affect behavior, language, movement, and memory in different ways, and those differences shape both diagnosis and care. Readers gain a clearer sense of why one person may show early language loss, another may struggle more with visual hallucinations or movement problems, and another may have symptoms linked to vascular injury in the brain. The book's comparative structure helps families avoid assuming that every memory problem is Alzheimer's disease. It also clarifies why medical evaluation must look beyond symptoms and consider the likely cause. This matters for treatment planning, because care strategies, prognosis, and support needs can differ substantially across dementia types. By presenting the major categories side by side, the book helps readers see dementia as a set of related but distinct neurological disorders, each requiring careful attention rather than one-size-fits-all assumptions. Thirdly, why staging, progression, and planning ahead are treated as practical tools. Another important theme is disease staging and what each stage means for daily life and future planning. The book uses progression not simply as a medical concept, but as a guide for anticipating needs, from early independence to later dependence. This is useful because families often want to know what changes to expect next and how to prepare without waiting for a crisis. The staged approach supports decisions about supervision, driving, communication, medication management, financial planning, and legal or long-term care arrangements. It also helps caregivers understand that changing abilities are part of the condition rather than personal resistance or laziness. By connecting stage with function, the book makes the progression of dementia easier to discuss in concrete terms. That makes planning less abstract and more actionable. Readers are encouraged to think ahead, while the person with dementia can still participate in decisions, which is one of the most practical benefits of the book. In this way, staging becomes a framework for preserving autonomy, reducing stress, and making future care more orderly. Diagnosis and emerging science. The book gives substantial attention to risk factors, prevention, and the changing science of diagnosis and treatment. It discusses lifestyle elements such as sleep, exercise, hearing, diet, and social engagement because these factors are increasingly linked to long-term brain health. The point is not that lifestyle alone prevents dementia in every case, but that it may influence risk and support overall cognitive resilience. The book also reflects the current diagnostic shift toward biomarkers, blood tests, and other tools that may improve early and more accurate identification of disease. That is significant because earlier diagnosis can open the door to treatment discussions, clinical trials, and better planning. The treatment section similarly balances present realities with emerging possibilities by covering current medications alongside newer drugs and research directions. This combination of prevention, diagnosis, and treatment gives the reader a realistic view of what medicine can and cannot yet do. It is one of the book's most current features, showing how dementia care now involves both established clinical practice and rapidly evolving scientific tools. Lastly, caregiving guidance that addresses memory loss, communication, safety, and caregiver strain. The caregiving sections are among the most practical parts of the book because they focus on the daily realities that families face, instead of staying at the level of diagnosis. The book turns to memory changes, communication breakdowns, and safety concerns, showing readers how dementia affects ordinary routines. This makes the guide useful in situations where theory alone is not enough, such as helping someone manage medication, respond to confusion, or reduce hazards at home. The book also recognizes that caregiving affects the caregiver, not just the person with dementia. Its advice on stress reduction, self-care, and support networks reflects an important truth in dementia care: long-term stability depends on the well-being of the care partner as well as the patient. This dual focus is a major reason the book stands out. It does not present caregiving as a series of quick fixes, but as an ongoing process that requires adaptation, patience, and planning. By combining concrete strategies with emotional and practical support, it gives families a more sustainable approach to care. In conclusion, this book should be read by people living with dementia, family members trying to understand a new diagnosis, and caregivers who need practical guidance grounded in medical expertise. It is also useful for readers who want a dependable overview of Alzheimer's disease and other dementias without having to sort through technical research on their own. Its main benefit is clarity. It explains the biology of dementia, distinguishes among major dementia types, and connects diagnosis to daily care and long-term planning. That combination makes it more useful than books that focus only on medical facts or only on caregiving advice. Compared with many titles in this category, it stands out because it comes from Mayo Clinic and blends current clinical knowledge with an accessible, compassionate tone. The revised and updated edition is especially valuable for readers looking for a contemporary view of biomarkers, newer treatments, and prevention-related lifestyle factors. As a result, the book serves both as a reference and as a practical handbook for navigating dementia with more information, less confusion, and better preparation. If you would like to support Dr. Jonathan Graf Radford, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.